Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right now, so today's episode is called 5 Minutes. That's right, 5 Minutes. 5 Minutes is probably one of the most common lies ever told. Yeah, like, I'll be back in 5 minutes. And the fuck, 2-3 hours later. Yeah. Just give me 5 minutes. Okay. This podcast is way longer than 5 minutes. Nothing is really 5 minutes. The stuff that's 5 minutes, we'll get to that later. But let's talk about what's not 5 minutes, but yet it said 5 minutes. How far away are you? About 5 minutes. 25 minutes, 30 minutes later. I got stopped at a light. I had to get gas. You know, I had just left my damn house. Okay. Or my other destination. 5 minutes. I'm just going to be in here for 5 minutes. 20 minutes later, coming out with 3 bags. Not bad, but it still wasn't 5 minutes. We've been told 5 minutes all our lives to the point, what really is 5 minutes? I want you to take the time to look at what 560 seconds really looks like, really feels like. And when you sit there and you look at every second, it's kind of a long time. Yeah, it's longer than expected. Damn. So when they say meditate for 5 minutes, I got you. Because that's about as long as I can sit still anyway. It kills me to sit still for 5 minutes. I was in the bathroom for 5 minutes. I was in there all day. That's what 5 minutes is in certain situations. It was all day. What was you doing? Oh my God, 5 minutes. Nothing is really 5 minutes. The car wash ain't even 5 minutes. I was like, oh. And yet, I don't have time. I don't have time to go to the car wash. I don't have time to do this. We don't have 5 minutes. Why don't we have 5 minutes? You know, there are some sexual sessions that last 5 minutes. And depending on how you feel about that person, if you don't like them, they ain't shit because they just gave you 5 minutes. And really, what you should be thinking, well, that was terrible. I'm glad it's over. I'm thankful that it was just 5 minutes of my life and not anymore. It's all about perspective when you look at 5 minutes. Now, 5 minutes with the person that you're absolutely in love with, you didn't realize it was 5 minutes because it was a magical ass 5 minutes. I don't know how, but it was a magical 5 minutes. And you sure the clock is playing? You know, you didn't know that you were just doing all of that for 5 whole minutes until you look at the clock and you're like, that sucker really only moved about 5 minutes. So yeah, 5 minutes is relative to who it is. He was in my face talking, yeah, yeah, yeah. If he was ugly, it was a horrible ass 5 minutes. But if he was somebody that you was attracted to, adored, and wanted to give some pussy to, man, 5 minutes ain't enough. Oh, he just, it wasn't enough time. I didn't get out everything I wanted to say. Yeah, man, 5 minutes is relative. But we've been told 5 minutes all our life. And don't you know, I have been talking for 4 minutes and 44 seconds. Not even 5 minutes. And yet, I've said more shit about 5 minutes. I've, you know, went in more than you can imagine about 5 minutes. And I am just now coming up 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Yeah. So, 5 minutes ago, when I started the podcast, I really was thinking, like, why is it that people are so irritated by 5 minutes? What is so consuming about our time where we don't take 5 minutes for ourselves? It takes me 5 minutes to brush my teeth. I think it's supposed to be longer than that. I don't know. You know, now I think about it, I think you're supposed to do the top teeth for 3 minutes, the bottom for 3 minutes. I don't know. I say I average about 5 minutes of brushing my teeth in the morning. But I hadn't quite got to doing it for 5 whole minutes at night. I'm cheating my mouth. Well, then it literally only takes about 5 minutes to prepare things that are already prepared. Meaning you just got to heat it up and place it onto a plate in a nice fashionable area because you've already cooked it. You know, when you do meal prep and stuff like that, it only takes about 5 minutes to get your food together. Yet, we meal prep, we do all this stuff, and it still ain't enough. Like, still don't have a lot of time. Why can't we give ourselves 5 minutes and several 5 minutes throughout the day? You give somebody else 8 hours. And you feel like you're cheating time if you take 5 minutes of each one of those hours for yourself. So, you know, they're like, I'm going to give you a 15-minute break every 4 hours. Okay. And they still ain't getting 5 minutes. Damn, you got to take your 5 minutes. It doesn't even take 5 minutes to say just the sweetest of prayers to acknowledge, you know, being here. 5 minutes to give gratitude. It doesn't even take that long to give gratitude. You know, I almost said 2 minutes because then I know people would have wanted to know, what the hell can you do in 2 minutes? We really can think about what we can't do in 2 minutes as opposed to what we can. I look at time and I'm like, man, it doesn't wait for anybody. Like I said, 5 minutes seem like it's been the biggest lie. When you was a kid, your parents would tell you 5 minutes all the time. And it's not the same. Oh, they say, give me 1 minute. Ooh, yeah. 5 minutes and 1 minute, they up there. They up there with the biggest lies. They really are. I didn't think about, give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute. And I would literally say, I can count that. 5 minutes, you know, would throw me off my game a little bit because I wouldn't want to count out 5 times of 60 seconds. But I'd count out the 60 seconds on your ass because I cheat. And 15, 30, 45, time's up. Bring your ass. You know, that I knew how to shorthand a minute. But, yeah. I don't know which one is actually worse, the bigger lie, the bigger waste of our time. I don't know. Think about it now. When somebody tells you, give me 5 minutes, you giving them 5 minutes of your life to do what? And then you got a motherfucker that say, give me a month. I'm going to act right next month. I'm going to be that nigga for you next month. I don't understand. I don't understand. Or better yet, I'm going to leave her, but give me till my kid graduates. Or some shit like that. I need you to wait. I need you to be on hold. Motherfuckers got nothing but audacity when it comes to your life and putting your life on hold and things that you hurt, including yourself. And it's equivalent. It doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes, if it's 1 minute, if it's an hour. If you're not holding for something that has extensive return, fuck it. Don't do it. You would not be on hold on the other line for 5 minutes. Now, I've done it one time because I was doing something. I was like cooking or something. And I totally forgot I was on fucking hold. And then when they came back, it was like, I thought you hung up. And I was like, I hate you. You know, because I didn't consciously know. Because normally, yeah, I would have hung up. But now, no. Just hang up on that ass. Why? You can call back. You honestly can call back. When you get your life together, when you finish doing what you're doing. If this really, just hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to click over real quick. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Just 1 second. Okay. 2 seconds. 3 seconds. 4 seconds. 10 seconds. Click. You lied to me. Or better yet, you're just busy. Handle your business. I'll be here. People don't fucking hold. Nah. And if you click over, it needs to be really, really fucking important. Honestly, at this point, you telling me that whatever it is more important than me. Now I'm just vested in shady. Ah, the shade, the disrespect, all of that in the name of 5 minutes. Where are you at? You told me you'd be here at 7 and I'm all dressed and ready to go. It's 7:25. And your lying ass say, I'm 5 minutes away. And a whole nother damn hour pass. You disrespectful as hell. You have just shown me that not only do you not respect me, you don't respect my time. You don't respect my hustle, my bag, what I have to do, what I did do. You don't respect shit. And you just said that everything about you is more important than me. You said, basically, you ain't shit. I am the shit. And me disrespecting you to that degree means nothing. Me putting you on hold to that degree means nothing. That's what you said. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. And I need you to hear the same shit. If anybody can say, I'll be there in 5 minutes and take an hour. Don't give a fuck. Fuck you. That's exactly what that means. Take it as such. Take it as that good old Southern hospitality as disrespect. It's unspoken disrespect. Okay? Okay. Now, if I ask you to give me some time, give me a few minutes, let me call you back. Okay? Give me 5 minutes. I'm going to call you back. I don't call you back in 5 minutes. I was working when you called in the first place. I'm doing something. And then you call back in 5 minutes. Okay? And I said, I'm still busy. Or I don't answer. Now, let me tell you where that respect goes. That respect goes the other way. Let me tell you why. Because first of all, you don't have to answer your damn phone. And when you call somebody and they don't answer, they probably busy. It ain't no shade to you. But you can't keep calling somebody's phone until they answer because you just want to be an asshole and you have no respect for boundaries. Yeah, I said it. The phone is a fucking boundary. Because everybody, look, I pay that damn bill. I'll answer it when I can or when I want. Shit, let's just be real. It's not any disrespect to you. The disrespect is from you. You just violated that person's space, boundaries. And again, you don't give a shit about what they got to do. They be on their job and you just fucking ring, 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 ring. Answer, bitch. And then you got the nerve to cut your phone off at night. Boy, there is disrespect. It's just thick. 5 minutes, 5 minutes. I'm trying to teach y'all something with phone etiquette. This is some of the shit we going to talk about in charm school. Shit, this is it. Text messages can be just as fucking disrespectful. Because this is, you know, now the stuff on the text messages taken out of context because you think it has emotion behind it. It may or it may not. We got to learn how to let that go. Don't get mad over a not. Don't get in the text back. It's okay. It's all right. Don't text back until you get a text back. Shit, learn some things. We're going to learn some things. I'm getting really excited about Charm School. The first class of Charm School starts this coming Tuesday. Yes. Please DM me or message me or go to whattanishasaid.com to sign up. It's several courses. Each course is 4 weeks long. And they range from amazing topics, amazing things that we're going to talk about. With the first class is an introductory, and it's also called climate control. The first course is Alice in Wonderland. Yes, that girl's mind is all over the place. But I promise you, I know how to bring it back and center that thing and have you like, wow, 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 wow. Yes, I'm all over it. And y'all don't know. Y'all just spend 15 minutes on what Tanisha said. And that's it. All right now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store. Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio App. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.